Be'ez Hashem, we continue Pel Yoyitz and Shem 257, discussing Godol, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we had said so far is Kel Elyoin, beyond our comprehension, which is why we say in Shemini Esrei, one of the reasons we say in Shemini Esrei, HaKel HaGodol HaGibor VaHanoira. After we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu with certain attributes that we think we can relate to, Godol, Gibor, VaHanoira, we immediately say the words Kel Elyon. Hashem is the God above all. We have no relationship, no comprehension. And the more we can relate to that, the more we won't live our lives saying, that's not fair. This doesn't make sense. How come this happened? We don't ask those questions. The Namin Be'emuna Shleima says the Pel Yoyed, She'ein Yad Tzichleinu, Magas Lehovin Litzayer Gedulas Adoineinu. We will believe with complete Emuna Shleima, with complete faith, that our limited minds, and that's part of the greatness to understand how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, to realize our shortcomings, our limited minds. Which cannot grasp the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad mini elif alfei alofim v'ribei revovois. Even 1,000th of 1,000,000th or 100,000,000th, which is, these are beyond understanding what these numbers are. Not even a speck of anything. V'ein anu rishoyim lachshei by klal. And the truth of the matter is, it's not even proper for us to try to understand Hashem's true greatness. As is written down in the Psichos Elyo, in the Tikkuni Zohar and Hakdama, that there's beyond the comprehension to have no understanding of Hashem. Chayin Omar Hamashayir Chakor Paolov. Yehuda Levi writes, Chakor Paolov Rak Elov Al Tishlach Yodcha. Analyze his deeds, but to comprehend him, capital H, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't stretch out your hand. You won't understand. Of machshava zumei elas bitstarf lachshav kinegda pechisus adam. The Pel Yoyetz now continues to tell us that in order to comprehend, that we have no comprehension. That we have no comprehension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to also realize the pechisus adam. Pechisus adam means the lowliness, the limitations of man. V'roiv toivas v'avas habari elov, with the tremendous amount of good and love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, he to'oirer es ha'avo v'hayiro v'hanovo v'hasimcha. This recognition of the tremendous love, you're wearing a coat now. I think this morning I saw it was 17 degrees this morning. About that. 17 is Gematria Toiv. That's not new with anything. But you're wearing a coat right now. When we make a bracha, Malbish Arumim, the Kavana is for Hashem giving us clothing. And the Mefarshim on Tefillah say, if it's the winter, when you make that bracha, thank Hashem for your scarf. Even if it's your wife that bought it for you, you bought it yourself or your brother, or it's your scarf from 30 years old, you don't know where you got it from. You know where you got it from? You got it from Hashem. You have gloves, earmuffs, socks, shoes. We get dressed in the morning and we take it for granted. We have clothing, Baruch Hashem.
Hashem clothes
the naked. Right. The Roiv Toivas. The more we come to appreciate the gifts Hashem constantly gives us, that's not even our body, that's something external. Our shoes, our house, our bed, our chair to sit on. Pashut basics. You know, when we start thinking, well, we got to get some chairs in this house. Is your heat working in your house? Baruch Hashem, your heat's working. It's cold outside. We have to connect the dots. And that's what making a bracha is all about. Making brachas is connecting the dots. And that's why it's such a shame. It's such a shame when we lose that opportunity, when we waste that opportunity, I should say. And we make the bracha. But it's roy to get a speeding ticket. Baruch Hashem, what? What do we get? You can get a speeding ticket on the bracha. What's the rush? The purpose of eating the apple is not for the apple. The purpose of eating the delicious dinner is not for the dinner. Hashem could have made us not need any food. Oichli Aman, it could have still fallen down. The purpose of needing to use the Beis HaKisei, the facilities, the bathroom, is for the Asher Yotzer. As Avolbi explains. When they were in the Midbar, never had to use a bathroom. Never had to. They were on a higher Madrega. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of them at all times. What a waste. A person has a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem. You, Hashem, are the source. Adoy Nakol, the master of everything. Hashem, the master of everything. Elokeinu, that you're watching over. Mashkiach leinu b'hashkacha pratis. You're watching over the world. You're watching over me. Melech, you're my king. That means I am here to serve you. Ha'olam of this hidden world, helam. I don't know what's going on. I cannot comprehend. And then you finish off the bracha, whatever the bracha is. Shaha kol nevet varei, bayir priyates, bayir minim zaynus. We're injecting ourselves with the moon every time we make a bracha properly. And it should arouse the love that we should have for Hashem, that Hashem has for us. Vayira, and to fear Hashem. Vahanov, and humility. And the common goal that every single human being wants. Vahasimcha, and the happiness. Everyone wants happiness. Make a Google search, how many books have been written on happiness? And how many different languages? So how do we acquire happiness? We are told right over here. Focus on the love Hashem has for us. Chasadim, I'm reading two lines from the Peleoites and I'm repeating them and I'm elaborating on them. That's all we're seeing right now. That's why Shem 257 went up to Ayiz Gimel. We could have been by 257 Shir, we could have been by another Sefer already. Let's do this properly. The Peleoites is telling us over here such beautiful jewels. Number one, we cannot comprehend Hashem's ways. Number two, we have to realize our limitations are massive. And the more we focus on those two points, that Hashem is beyond comprehension, and I'm just a little human being, that strengthens what? My appreciation for everything Hashem is giving me. He to'oirer esa'ava v'hayiro v'hanov v'hasimcha. U'mizeh nimshach kol hayadus v'yiras Hashem to'oirer. And from this, these attitudes, these mindsets, This awareness stems all of the Jewish emunah, the faith in Hashem, and the pursuit for the higher levels of fear of Hashem. Umizeh nimshach kol hayahadus v'yiras Hashem tov. Ashrei hagever sheyasmid machshava zu mi'eis la'eis. Fortunate is the praiseworthy is the person who sets aside time to contemplate these thoughts on a regular basis. V'higufo mitzvah v'goyreres mitzvah. And it itself, to think about all of the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question. When you swallow, does it hurt you right now? It doesn't hurt you right now. You know how many times people have a sore throat? Do we have a little tiny paper cut, which is unfortunately so annoying because it's on that finger that you feel all the time? You touch the tips of your fingers, no paper cuts. Look at that, Baruch Hashem. And the person that does have a paper cut, Baruch Hashem is only on one finger, not on nine other fingers. V'hi gufa mitzvah. These thoughts are a mitzvah. Thinking how to improve oneself in these areas of appreciating everything Hashem gives us and to have more Yiras Shamayim and to have more humility and then to have more simcha. V'goyereres mitzvah, and it brings to more mitzvahs. And then this whole process brings a person to avoid doing averis and motivates him to do mitzvahs in a complete way. Avaidoso avoido shleima, to do mitzvahs in a complete way. He finishes off this paragraph. He tells us this is what the Gemara tells us in Brachos, that the Chassidim Arishonim would be meditating, and we have to use that word very in a tremendous sensitivity, because sometimes that word is misused and misunderstood in this generation. And I'm going to put that aside for now, just to point that out. But the Chassidim Arishonim would wait for a complete hour, according to some, how they learned Shor Achas, before they would daven. What were they doing? Thinking b'gedulas habayrei ubchisus ha'adam, of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the lowliness of man. Then and only then would they enter into a davening. I have one question to ask. Do you think they had the cell phones on back then? You're telling me, well, they didn't have cell phones. What kind of question? I think we get the point. And then and only then would they get up to daven and approach their tefillos in the manner of a tiny little gnat who comes to serve before the massive, great, high, lofty king, Oyem v'noiru. Ze klal godol b'toiro v'ze kol ha'odom. Understanding this principle is an important klal, a rule of Yiddishkeit. You have to come to appreciate everything Hashem does for us. But step number one, the godless of Hashem, Godol, the topic we're discussing here. Hashem is so great beyond our comprehension, everything Hashem does, we cannot begin to understand. And my lowliness. One and two. One, Godol of Hashem. Two, Chisus Ha'odom, lowliness of man. That doesn't mean you feel down, but it's who was the greatest man that ever lived? Moshe Rabbeinu. On of me kol adam. Who did he speak with? He spoke peh el peh kiviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He spoke to Hashem face to face. Wouldn't that be the ability to be a little haughty? He spoke to Hashem and he gave him a moment. But it's the opposite, because he took that to emphasize what the Peliyotz is. You think he knows the Peliyotz. Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Peliyotz, the message of the Peliyotz, the focus on the greatness of Hashem and Chisus HaAdam. And that's why he was the Onami Kol Adam. He saw how small he was. Klavi Shemaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu. What am I? Nothing. And then we continue that thought process, which builds in our mind to Oyer Ha'ava V'Hayiro, the love of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, the humility, V'HaSimcha. We all want Simcha. We now have the recipe to acquire it.